pure snow. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it's time to turn the page when Tingle Bell.
Where the heck is Tingle Bell?
Sorry, they kept me late at my other job. So, what are we doing?
The story of pure snow. I was telling the children that it would be time to turn the page when Tingle Bell sounds her chimes, like this.
Did you tell them that our version of this story is in no way related to the one produced by the Walt Disney Corp?
No, I did not. This story is in the public domain, and those jerks can go jump in a lake for all I care.
All right, then.
Let's begin now. Once upon a time, long, long ago, there was a princess named Pure Snow.
My name is Pure Snow, and I'm a princess.
When Pure Snow was quite young, her mother died. Pure Snow's father, the king, was broken-hearted when this happened. For many years, he was sad and lonely.
I am sad and lonely.
But at last, the lonely king married again, and there was great rejoicing in the land. His new queen was very beautiful to look at, but alas, her heart was cold and cruel. The queen's most prized possession was a magic mirror. Every day she asked it,
"Reflective surface hanging here, who's the hottest, far or near?"
What? Who are you?
Madam, you know quite well who I am. I represent a major media production studio, the name of which I shall not repeat while this recording is still going.
You get out of here. I won't be bullied by you.
What's going on?
Yes, I haven't even had the chance to try to kill her yet.
You're going to try to kill my daughter?
Quiet, Herbert.
Yes, dear.
Everything's fine. This gentleman was just leaving.
Like fun I was.
Suddenly, the mean man's legs grew very small.
What's going on here? What did you do to my legs?
And then his arms turned into more legs.
I can't hold important legal documents with tiny legs. That's not what legs are for at all.
And then he began to grow a series of quills along his back. It was then that he'd realized he'd become a hedgehog, as he always knew that he one day would.
Oh, this is just great. Now I need to change my driver's license.
Suddenly, without warning, he was scooped up by a dive-bombing pelican, which everyone knows is the natural predator of the litigating hedgehog. And they both flew off and were never seen again.
Hooray!
But later, we received a postcard announcing their marriage. For anyone interested, they were registered at Sears. The moral of the story is, you don't fuck with someone who has dominion over reality itself.